Kids.
Do you squeeze from the top or from the bottom or the middle?
I prefer from the bottom, but Jim so often starts in the middle.
Do you ever watch the missile launchings on TV?
Yes, I do. They're very interesting.
When they first shoot off, what would you call this?
Launching.
Right. So if you were putting a boat in the water, you'd say I'm going to
launch the boat.
Mm-hmm. What kind of boat would you go fishing in on a small lake, like when Charlie and Jim go up on the lake?
Canoe type boat.
If asked when you were going somewhere, you might say I blank today.
I am going today.
If a child is just learning to dress himself, the mother brings in clothes and says, what would she say? What would you say to Jim when you brought him his clothes?
Please get dressed.
Or if you wanted to tell him where they were, if you wanted to point to him,
here are your clothes.
If you want to locate them.
Mm-hmm.
If someone thanked you for a ride to town, you might say, don't mention it, you'd say, oh, just forget it, don't mention it, we were blank that way anyway.
We were going that way.
Okay. What do you usually wear in the kitchen when you want to keep your clothes clean?
Oh, an apron. I've got one I wouldn't do without. It's a coverall type, you know.
The top and the bottom.
Yeah, it has a front and then the back too. I mean, it pretty well covers you, but I guess it's still considered an apron type thing.
Do you have a different name for one that covers the top from the whole one?
No, I don't. I call them all aprons.
To sign your name in ink, you use what would you use?
A sign checks,
as I know you have to.
Yes, a pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place, what would you say?
A pen.
Is there a difference?
No, not. I say pen either way.
What do you do when you want to go outside in the wintertime and it's cold? What do you need to put on?
A coat. A heavy coat when it's cold.
Sometimes does Charlie ever wear anything between his coat and his shirt?
An undershirt. No.
On the outside.
Between his... A vest type.
A vest without sleeves. What does a man's suit usually consist of?
Well, the coat and the trousers and possibly a vest.
All right. Are there any other names for trousers? Would you call them anything?
Oh, pants.
Pants.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose you came home from work and your husband said that was about a package lying there. The delivery boy came from Jones' store and blanket there.
Left the package there.
If you came home, there it was. If it's the wrong package, you might call up the Jones store and say, please
pick it up.
Okay. If I came to your house and you wanted me to stop on the way and get something for you, say some peaches,
mm-hmm.
You'd say, please
pick up some peaches for me, Lois.
Okay. The coat that won't fit you this year, or say Jim's coat.
Yeah.
Does he have clothes he could wear last year, but he couldn't wear it, but he couldn't wear
yes,
this year?
That grown.
You'd say they fit him this year, they won't fit him this year, but they
fit him last year.